Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Predators legend J.P. Dumont, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right, Preds win it last night 4-0. For starters, J.P., the penalty kill, 4 for 4. They had to kill off 3 penalties in about a span of 8.5 minutes. What did you like about what they did on the PK last night? And what do you think it did to Winnipeg when they were unable to capitalize?
Well, that was definitely a momentum changer. You know what I mean? Like the way that the Preds show up last night, that was definitely, like we all know a do or die situation, but they really show up. I think that was the best game in the playoffs by far. They really played a solid road game, but a solid game overall. And it starts with the PK, right? You know what I mean? Like that's a team that really generate a lot on their power play or create a lot of chances and, you know what I mean, and get going after that. And I think we really did a really good job to stop that. Our stick, I think, was really good, especially, like I said, like I saw a few plays with, Ryan Johansson, like the way he used his stick, to block those stick lane and passing lane. And we really had really good active sticks. So that was really something that was evident last night when I watched the game.
What about Pekka Rinne, who, coming off a tough performance? I didn't really think, game 5 was his fault anyway. It was the way they played in front of him. But how about his ability to rebound from losses or disappointing performances?
Well, he's so focused. You know what I mean? Like, he's always been that way. But I agree with you. And like I said, there's no way that he should have taken the blame for that loss. You know what I mean? Like, he's been the backbone of that team for a few years now. Like, without him, there's no way we're still talking about hockey right now. But, like you said, though, he bounced back. You know what I mean? Like, the team needed, a huge game by him, and he definitely was ready to go last night.
I know you're a big fan of Philip Forsberg. You think he's going to be an even bigger star in the next few years than he is right now. But what about what he did last night?
Well, remember when we talk about him, that's why I'm telling you, we should expect that every game. And I'm not saying that he doesn't try to create every game, but that's the kind of star he's going to be. He's going to be that guy that every game, it's going to be plays like that, right? And it's not just between the legs. That's just because of confidence right there. But the way, his first goal, the way that he protect that puck and bring the puck to the net and find a way to lift that puck up as well, almost falling down at the same time. So, he's definitely, an elite player. But he's going to be he's already an all-star in my book, but he's definitely going to be that two-goal guy that everybody's going to turn around and look at, when we're going to need a big play, and he's going to do it.
JP, man, I have to ask you, you're talking about Forsberg. Man, when you see him, take it through his legs and go behind his back and all this crazy stuff that most guys only dream of, what are the other players saying, not just on his team, when they see something like that? Are they going like, wow, that's impressive? Or are they like, oh, yeah, he does that in practice all the time. That's an easy play to make. What are the actual players that play NHL hockey say about a play like that?
Well, the game changed. When I started in the NHL at that age, if I would have tried a play like that, then I would not score. Like, I would have my bottom sit on the bench
right.
for a moment.
Sitting down, right. Yeah.
But, the game changed. And those guys now, it's all about skills and speed, and edge work and all that kind of stuff. So those guys will be practicing it. And I'm not saying it's easier now than back then, but when you stand alone in front of the net like you did last night, back in the days, you would have got slashed and cross-checked, and that would have been no call. Now, like I said, guys have more, I'm not saying more time, but more space to try to make plays like that. And, the confidence, like you said, right? He practiced that over and over, and it's going to happen in that situation. It make it look so easy last night. And it was, good timing, and everything was perfect about it. But those guys, usually when they make those plays, they just, they have the confidence to do it because they do it over and over and over, for years. So, when it comes, they're ready to go.
Man, do you think the extra time, JP, with either side helps one have an advantage between the Jets and the Predators?
Oh, man, it's both sides, right? You know what I mean? Like, you don't know. Like, right now, like I said, like, you know, the Preds played so well. They were like, you know what I mean? Like I'm not saying, like, to the top of the mountain right now, but, like, they know how well they play. Like, you know, they just want to go back on the ice and, you know what I mean, like, and finish it. But at the same time, like, you know, we had a few guys, I see, like, you know, a few faces last night get banged up. You know what I mean? Like, you finish the game, you feel really good about yourself, and around 2-3 in the morning, you know what I mean? Like, and now, like, you know, like, the back, the knee hurt, the shoulder hurts. So the extra day, it's definitely going to be huge, you know, for both teams. But, you know, for the Preds to be at home like that and be able to prepare and get ready to go, it's definitely a big step.
Do you think the Predators can, I guess, duplicate the defensive pressure that they put on them, you know, this last game last night, and kind of impose their defensive will, really, on the Jets?
Yeah, and like I said, you know what I mean? Like, the Jets were ready to play as well, you know what I mean? But, like, you can tell that the Preds were, like, that was the best game that I see them play this year in the playoff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody was focused, strong effort, like, you know, like, maybe like a shift there or there, but it was still the 60 minutes. That was a full 60 minutes, and I don't think we had that at all as playoff long. So, that was definitely, like, you know, everything was going. You can tell, like, you know, guys were scoring, like, you know, they want to score those big goals, like, you know, the excitement, like, you know, everybody was jumping around and, everybody was ready to go and, you know, play, you know, like, there was no doubt in their minds there was going to be a game seven. So that was definitely, a huge game. And now, like I said, you know what I mean? Like, it's always that way until you win the Stanley Cup. Now it's the biggest game of their life. You know what I mean? Like, you know, game seven at home. So that's going to be, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be loud. You know, we just have to make sure that no matter what happened, you know, I mean, you definitely want a good start, but, you know what I mean? But we cannot panic if, you know what I mean? Like, they get a lucky one to start the game. You know what I mean? Like, as much as you think about it, like, you know what I mean? Like, you, a goal is a goal, but that's what happened yesterday, right? You know what I mean? Like, it's still unbelievable, like, the way, like, he was able to put his stick on it, but, like, Arvey there, you know what I mean? Like, he was just trying to protect himself when that puck came in and hit his stick and went
exactly.
in. So, you know what I mean? We'll take that goal, but that changed everything, right? You know what I mean? Like, after that, it's like, hey, okay, we get the lead. You know, it's a big goal. So, like, you know, you just have to make sure sometimes things don't go your way. So that first goal is going to be huge.
How happy were you for your former coach, Barry Trotz, finally beating the Penguins, finally making it beyond the second round last night?
It was fun to watch too. Like, you know, part of it, like I said, like, in between I was watching, I didn't see the overtime go live because I was watching the press game, but I was, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I was surprised. You know what I mean? Like, I think that what helps the Caps this year, it's really that, you know what I mean? Like, there was nobody picking the Caps to win the first round, the second or the second round. And I think they just went and played. And, you know what I mean? Like, and OB right now, like I said, like, I think that not be able to start the series as number one goalie, I think that really just, you know what I mean? Like, give a little edge. And, like, you know what I mean? Now that that's his net, he doesn't want to give that net away. So, like, you know, everybody jumping on train. And, you know, best of luck to them. It's going to be a fun series to watch, too, against Tampa.
JP, great stuff as always. Hopefully I'll see you Thursday, and we'll speak to you down the line.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.